Feet have been very, very good for me. I get paid by the foot.
That's Victor Powell. Victor makes sandals in Provincetown, rich, burnished leather sandals that last for decades. Think Spartacus or Moses in the Ten Commandments.
There's something about footwear that people love, remember, tell their friends about, buy multi-pairs. People ask how long it takes to make them. I say, you know, 3 hours, 44 years experience.
Victor's 62. He's been in the leather business for more than half his life. He's a no-nonsense guy, with sandy white hair and gnarled hands with fingernails stained brown from burnishing wax. Victor's made sandals for all types of feet. Fat feet, giant feet, gnarly wharf rat feet. Clothing designer Michael Kors is a customer, as is Cardinal O'Malley of Boston, a fan of ecclesiastical footwear. A yellowed magazine clipping of Nicole Kidman wearing a pair of his sandals hangs like a plaque in his whitewashed workshop. Victor's proud of that high fashion work, but those weren't his most unique designs.
I've made sandals for people with no feet.
Wait, explain that.
This woman was born with no feet. She had these prosthetics and like suction popped on, but she said she wanted to be able to walk around and just be comfortable, not have to have her those on when she was home and stuff. And I didn't even know if they would work, but they worked really well.
Victor's hideaway workshop sits above Provincetown's busy main drag. A spotted cowskin on the floor of the entry is a giant welcome mat. The smell of tanned hides is unmistakable. So are his sandals. All have thick leather bottoms, supple topsoles, buttery straps, and arches molded to each individual foot.
I start from rolled up skin, you know, regular skin. Then I'll get a clean edge on it, a straight edge on it. And then I'll start making the straps.
Victor's sandal-making career began in Florida. He bought a custom-made pair and figured out how to copy them. He duplicated the sharp bevel of the straps and the gentle curve of the arches.
You know, I'd make, torture my friend's feet and my own feet until I got it down, but it was something I felt like I could do, and not only could I do it, I really enjoyed doing it. And I was really good at it.
Victor handcrafts 300 pairs of sandals a year, and each begins with a tracing. He's saved thousands of the foot-shaped cutouts, each smudged with dye and covered in secret notations only Victor can decipher.
I've got all the sandal tracings because someone calls me up from a couple of years ago and wants a pair. I can dig them up, the tracing, and make them.
Only a handful of people around the country do this work anymore.
You know, these are not how shoes are done. Kids come in here, they can't even believe it. They thought everything was made in China, and, you know, you just, like, got it at the store, and it was all done, and that was it.
A pair of Victor Powell originals costs between $200 and $400, depending on the leather. It's worth it, he says, for a shoe that's made to cradle your foot. Victor used to be one of many sandal makers in Provincetown, close to two dozen by his count in the early 1970s. Back then, the town had a thriving leather industry, with workshops seemingly on every corner. Now, Victor's the last of the last. He's thinking about retirement, though not for another few years. When that happens, that's it. No more sandal making in Provincetown.
I have people that want to apprentice all the time, but, you know, it would be a good way to get some inexpensive labor, and it would be a good thing to have keep the tradition going. But, you know, there's a lot of sharp tools. There's a lot of liability going on.
Victor says he could have a small sandal factory going, but it's not what he wants. The work has taken a toll on his body. Most cobblers use mechanized sole cutters to slice through stiff leather. Not Victor.
By the end of the summer, you know, I have to pick up a coffee cup with two hands. In a couple of months, I'll be hurting at night, you know, fall asleep. You know, they're like, yeah, they ache, they cramp up.
Victor needs surgery to fix his hands. Still, he says, he has another 10 years of work in him. He's not finished yet. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Lauren Ober.